Ben and Christy slept out on the street this week to experience what 300 people on the border experience each night. And Christy learned exactly what a swag was.
It wasn't until today I actually knew what a swag was. I know that you sleep in them when you go camping, but I've never actually slept in a swag before.
I know.
So, do you zip it over the head or...?
Put the flap over yourself, there's a mattress on the bottom, and that sort of becomes like a little,
Yeah, but how do you breathe if it's over your head?
No, you don't put it, well, you could, but no, you won't, just put it over your neck, so your head's still free.
So it's basically like a coffin.
We also heard from border local Ben, homeless and living on the streets for over 10 years.
Okay, so obviously you've been on the streets for how long? Give us a bit of a background.
I've been on the streets on and off since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
I was running away from home because of domestic violence and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm just looking for housing and hoping to get a place.
So you've been doing this for the last decade of your life?
It gets easier as time goes on. It becomes a lifestyle and
yep.
You become to live that lifestyle and you get so used to it that it becomes where you can't get yourself off the streets.
It's normal to you now.
It becomes normal to you, yeah.
Because it's that hard thing when you don't have the rental history, haven't been on the street.
That's right.
For so long and for so big a part of your life, it is hard to build up that history to then get the trust. You know what I mean? It's like that revolving circle, isn't it? If you don't have that history, you can't get a place, and you can't get the place if you don't have the history.
Thanks for all your donations, Aubrey Wodonga. If you want to donate to the Care Van Foundation, check out Care Van on Facebook.
On Star FM, Ben and Christy.